Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there delivering the mail to the post offices where they can sort the mail and get it delivered to your mailbox. Now, our suicide jockeys, too, the guys and gals out there hauling gasoline and diesel and jet fuel and keeping America moving along that way. And, of course, let's not forget that you can also follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch.com Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. There is another page there that looks like it's us, and it's not. Somebody created a fake page on Facebook, and I'm trying to get rid of it. It says the Captain, the Captain's America Radio Show. Facebook/ the Captain's America Radio Show. That's not us. So don't join that. I'm not asking anybody to join it. I am the official Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. By the way, you can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social at Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can find us on the web, the Internet. Our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. And joining us now from California, the land of fruit, nuts, milk, bears, honey, the post toasties, and whoever else that's out there, it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain.
Did I leave anybody out? Did I leave anybody out?
No. Well, I think you got it pretty well covered.
All right. Okay, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. It's a beautiful night in the neighborhood here, 79 degrees, and there's quite a bit of activity tonight out on the porches and whatnot, where they're out there having a little social get-togethers and gatherings, so we got quite a crowd going on here. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize the two words under God because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, before we start the show, we've had a terrible situation in southeastern Kentucky. One police officer has been killed. Several others have been wounded while trying to serve a warrant, I believe it was, on a home down there. And they got ambushed in the process.
That's correct, Captain. We understand that officers were trying to serve papers, and as soon as they arrived on scene, they were ambushed, and they began exchanging gunfire. Several officers, as you mentioned, were shot. They were taken to different hospitals. We're awaiting word on their condition, but as you just reported, sadly, we understand one officer has lost their life. The suspect, we understand, though, is in custody at this time, and once again, just a terrible, terrible situation that unfolded in Floyd County, Kentucky.
Yeah, and there's been some speculation as to where this might have been and what this might have been about, but we don't speculate here. We're going to tell you what we know, and we'll tell you the rest of it as it comes in. We're not going to play any guessing games here. This is too important to get it correct.
Exactly right, yes.
Yep. Now, I want to mention, start the show out with, the Supreme Court giving the Biden administration the green light as of today to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy that requires non-Mexican asylum seekers arriving at the southern border to wait in Mexico for processing. Now, President Joe Biden's decision to nix the program didn't violate a 1996 migrant detention law, the court upheld, noting that the administration's memorandum rescinding the program should have been examined by the lower courts first. Now, the 5-4 opinion in the Biden versus Texas court, the file number was 21-954, was written by Chief Justice Roberts and comes as a record number of illegal aliens are once again streaming across the U.S. border with Mexico, overwhelming the capacity of the U.S. Customs and Border Facilities protection services and storage and all that where they would be staying. So here we go again. Now what do we do?
Well, that's right. It's my understanding, Captain, that I think the justices hung their hats on the exact wording of the particular laws that are being looked at here. And so this is, I think, why they have struck down the notion that that you could prohibit the so-called Stay in Mexico policy from continuing. So that being said, I will say this. Recently with the Roe v. Wade decision, we've heard all kinds of calls that the Supreme Court is illegitimate and this kind of thing. I wonder, are far-left Democrats going to say the same thing about the court now that they've received a ruling that, to them, politically, they like? I don't think so.
Right. And I will say this, Joe Biden is trying with his... we'll have to talk about this when we come back. I hear the music right now. But anyway, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to tell you that Biden's going to try to change the filibuster rules in the Senate. We'll see how he can do that or if he can do that. Surprise, surprise, he may have a roadblock. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-96.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, folks, Mike Lindell brings you this portion of the program in his MyPillow.com company. Now, Mike Lindell is at it again all through the 4th of July. He's got several different specials going on, and you can really save some money and get some great high-quality products, too. Now, it's time to join along with the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products, because here's what he's up to. Right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the best bed sheets going. I've got two sets. You can buy one, get one free there. The Giza Elegance MyPillows, the top-of-the-line pillows, I've got two of those. You can buy one, get one there. The six-piece towel sets, I've got two sets of those, one blue and one tan, and I will tell you that they're the best towels I've had yet because they actually fit. You know how you get those towels and you can't put the towel around you and all that stuff? Well, you can these. You can these. And the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, which are the ones with the American murals on them and the pictures of the Rocky Mountains and all that stuff, American flags, very patriotic, and so much more. Plus, of all things, if you order any item at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell will give you his book absolutely free. Now, that's a deal all by itself. You can just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459 to speak to a live person. That's 800-641-5459. Again, promo code CAPTAIN. So don't forget, Go on over to MyPillow.com. It's all the way through the 4th of July. 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN at the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll be glad you did. And you can also save a bunch of money buying individual things there, again, with the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll find out what I'm talking about when you get over there and you take a peek. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
Now, going back where I was, because we didn't have quite enough time to finish this, the immigration win that the Supreme Court handed Joe Biden is actually not necessarily a win and could wind up being a big loss. I'll explain. There's no guarantee that these states, and by the way, the federal government is trying to change the rules again. They're trying to change the Senate filibuster rules so they can pass abortion through the Senate, through the House, which is exactly what the Supreme Court said got them into trouble to begin with. Am I right?
Right.
So why are they trying to do what they weren't able to do the first time? What makes them think we can get it through the second time when it shouldn't have been there to begin with?
Well, you know, generally speaking, trying to get rid of the filibuster is a bunch of here we go again. And, of course, he's going to run right smack dab into Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema.
They said, no way, they're not doing it.
That's right. And for good reason. And here's where Joe Manchin, I think, has really shined in recent times, and that is to talk about the idea that if you have the filibuster, that helps to protect the minority in the legislature. And it goes back and forth. One day the Democrats will be back in minority. One day the Republicans will be in minority. And so in order to simply allow the majority to run roughshod over everybody, that's not the way this was set up to begin with. And it's not the right way to do business, as it were. And so he's going to stand his ground, I think, for a very good reason.
Well, West Virginia is a small state, right?
Yep.
So it gives West Virginia the opportunity to stand up to a California or New York or an Illinois or any other big states you want to mention and be on the same footing with them because of the fact that they have the filibuster and they know they can use it anytime they want, and the little state can prevail anytime they want to prevail.
Well, it's very similar to the concept of the Electoral College, which allows other states to have a say in who is going to be the president of the United States, rather than simply have super populous states on either coast make that determination moving forward to infinity.
Now, the Democrats yesterday absolutely flat out lost it over the EPA protection, which was allowed to be taken down by the Supreme Court and expose the big flaw in their strategy. And they're out there right away trying to muster up support on their Facebook pages.
Well, that's right. So regarding this particular decision, they might be back to saying the court is illegitimate again. You know, it's so much drama that the American people, I don't want to say they tune out, but they tune out the politicians. I don't think they tune out the issues. They tune out the politicians on these things. And again, the idea of our Supreme Court is to make the determinations based on the law and the Constitution. And then it's up to the legislature and the people if they want to create a different state of affairs that passes constitutional muster. But I think it's just going to be, it's the extremist Supreme Court again. And that's what Elizabeth Warren actually said. She said, our planet is on fire, and this extremist Supreme Court has destroyed the federal government's ability to fight back. So, you know, it's this kind of theater that doesn't get anywhere.
Our planet is on fire.
Well, that's
but,
right.
But for, not the fire she's reasons. Referring to.
That's right, yeah.
It's all the hot fire. Air coming from the left side of the aisle.
Right, right. It's on fire because you actually have people who want to create a despotism, and that's one of the reasons they want to get rid of the filibuster, so they can be despotic in how they then create the, quote, rules. And that should be very concerning to every American, regardless of their party affiliation.
Now, Liz Cheney is trying to salvage her imploding committee with a little help from ABC's John Carl, who has done a story on her, you know, comparing her, I guess, to Joan of Arc or something of those lines. And I saw a little story about her on Sunday. I forget who put it out, but it might have been, some of it might have come from John Carl. But the fact of the matter is, she is hanging by a thread in Wyoming. People have had it with her.
Well, sure, yeah, and so this is like a big claim to fame for her, and she's trying to look really super important, and, you know, look what I'm doing on this committee and so forth. And then, of course, after we saw what happened with Cassidy Hutchinson and the, you know, President Trump tried to grab the wheel of the limousine, you know, this all is just crashing down like you wouldn't believe.
Well, Cassidy Hutchinson talking about Donald Trump grabbing a hold of the Secret Service agent and then physically trying to steer the vehicle back to the Capitol. If you know anything about the inside of the Capitol and the circumference inside there with the vehicle, he wasn't close enough to the driver to do anything but get up and try to get up towards the front window, and he couldn't have stuck his arm through that front window very far to reach anything.
Much less drive the limousine from that angle or any of the, it just it's so ridiculous that it's laughable. But this is where the Democrat Party elite are. They are trying to do things so that they have a lot of people who see this on social media walking around and going, Trump is unhinged and he tried to drive the limousine over to the Capitol. I mean, you know, they just want to get it out there. They could care less whether it's true or not.
I know, and I saw the Democrats reporting on it yesterday as if it was a gospel truth. But again, all you got to do is do a little homework. Go look at the schematics on the limousine, see what you got for room to work with, see if he could have even gotten his arm through the window to reach the steering wheel and do anything. He couldn't. It's not possible, especially the size that Donald Trump is. Now, you want to say something?
Oh, no, go ahead.
All right. Now, the other thing is that Donald Trump has now urged the Department of Justice to investigate Hutchinson's comments for lying under oath. He said she lied under oath. And you know something? She either lied under oath or she's stupid.
Well, of course, don't hold your breath.
That was all hearsay evidence, she repeated.
Well, right, right. And that's not admissible in
not at all.
Court of law. And this, of course, don't hold your breath that the Justice Department under Merrick Garland is going to hop right to it and see if they can figure out if this person was lying or not and defaming Donald Trump or speaking falsehoods about him. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So don't go anywhere. We're going to have Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News. A police chase in South Texas involving an SUV full of illegal immigrants is ending with four people dead. A small Jeep slammed into the back of an 18-wheeler, which was parked at a truck stop in the town of Encinal. Two others are in critical condition. Texas DPS tweeted, quote, "The driver suspected of human smuggling evaded law enforcement and crashed into a commercial vehicle," end quote. The driver had to be airlifted to a hospital. Police stated the chase started on the border of Mexico. It comes after this week's other smuggling attempt, which ended with 53 illegal immigrants dead in San Antonio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. I got a nice message yesterday from a woman in Kentucky, London, Kentucky, I might add. And she said to me that she had been using the Relief Factor for about 2 months now, and she never felt so much so well. In all of her adult life, because she's had nothing but problems. She developed arthritis, and she wanted to thank me for telling her about it. And, you know, folks, I'm not going to tell you about something if it doesn't work, first of all. That's one thing that you got to understand, that this is my word going out on these products. And I believe in these products, or I wouldn't be telling you about them. Now, Relief Factor is a very simple and very easy product. It's predominantly a fish oil product. And the right kind of fish oil solution with krill and all that stuff in it is really good for you. And can do a lot of help to help you out with the pain that you've been suffering. And that's what this does. Plus also the swelling and the inflammation that comes along with pain in different parts of your body. Now all you got to do is go over to the website, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Take a look at what they have to offer over there, and then you'll see the little link to order the product. Click on that, and away you go. That'll be the 3-week quick start, and you'll have 3 weeks to make up your mind as to whether it works or not. If it does not work for you at the end of 3 weeks, I'm going to tell you right now, more than likely, it won't work at all. So you get 3 weeks at that reduced price to see what it'll do for you. And then if it works, get on the regular delivery schedule, and you'll never look back. ReliefFactor.com/captain. It's only $19.95 for the 3 week quick start. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, who is it in your family that's taking Relief Factor? Somebody has.
Nobody in my immediate family has.
Some of your friends or something. Somebody's out there got something. I remember them telling me.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they got it because you said something. That's what I was told. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think maybe one of the listeners in California.
That's
absolutely
correct. So, you know, to that I say thank you very much, because you're not going to steer them wrong either. All right, here we go. Judge Clarence Thomas may have gotten in the last laugh after his George Washington University response to the woke students there in their petition, where they did not want to see him come there.
Well, you know, how many more times, Captain, are we going to have to, you know, have these kinds of things happen? where so-and-so can't come here and this kind of thing. You'd be honored to have a Supreme Court justice come and come to your function, basically.
Well, they just didn't want to pay him to be there, probably.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah,
yeah, they're not getting your average everyday price to show up to give a speech. I think they go out for about $25,000 or $30,000 per speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's what I think is going on. So we'll see. We'll just, the jury's out on this. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Now Israel will hold its fifth straight election in less than 4 years on November 1st, after lawmakers voted this past Thursday to dissolve the parliament.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is to say it's volatile, I think, would be an understatement in the sense that, the ability to have a stable government over a long period of time. But I think, of course, over in recent times, different accusations and so forth have not been helpful, obviously, to Israel maintaining a level of stability. But that is the parliamentary system. You know, if you can create these kinds of situations. When, for example, it's the idea of no confidence or call for new elections. You can't form a government. Very different than our system, of course, where the president's the president for 4 years. Come hell or high water, come high poll numbers or low poll numbers, the president stays the president, or you stay in office if you're elected, if you're not impeached or for some other cause. But the timetables are much different.
Right. So to be continued, we'll have to wait until we have an election. We'll find out what's going on. Now, battery electric vehicles, or BEVs, and plug-in hybrid vehicles, or PHEVs, have turned out to have more problems than internal combustion engines, which are now known as ICE, according to a new study for the state analysis and advisory firm J.D. Power, which evaluates the vehicles that are out there, right?
Right, right.
Well, while ICE vehicles averaged 175 problems per two vehicles, this jumped to 239, including the PHEVs and the 240s amongst the REVs, which is a June 28th press release, where the JDs and its power source itself, JD Power, has said that the lower scores, represent the higher quality vehicles. How do you like that?
Well, certainly the idea with the battery electric, as they call them, battery electric vehicles, I just always think, Captain, that there's a mission-specific thing for any of these kinds of new technologies. If you commute, you know, 40 miles, you know, back and forth to work every day, you might be a good candidate to have an electric car. And you can charge it up at night when you come home. But if you're on the go, it might be an entirely different story. But it's the notion of trying to artificially get rid of so-called fossil fuels and internal combustion. In fact, there's an acquaintance of mine that said, well, I have an electric car now. My car is no longer powered by explosions. And I said, well, good for you. You know, it becomes this mindset like I'm just on the cutting edge of everything. But it's not practical at this point. And I will say this very briefly. What was it about cars or the automobile that supplanted the notion of riding your horse everywhere or having a horse and buggy? It wasn't because cars were evil and they took over. It's just that they were a much better form of transportation, much more efficient and more high capacity. But the electric cars aren't doing that yet. They're more of a curiosity rather than this is something that's going to easily begin to supplant the internal combustion engine. One day it might, but not right now.
Well, I'll give you another example of what happened to me yesterday. I pull up to a traffic light, and there's a car kind of kitty-corner up in the left lane, which is where I want to get in the left lane, turn, and go around. So I start to see some vehicles go around this car on the right to make the left turn. Wouldn't you know, it's another electric car, and the guy ran out of a charge, and he says, hey, can you give me a push? I said, what do you mean give me a push? Says, can you give me a push to get the car across the street? I got an electric car and it's run out of power. And I said,
oh,
well,
my goodness.
Yeah. I said, well, I got an idea. What's that? I said, have you got a spare tire? Yeah. I said, why don't you put the spare tire in between my car and your car, and I'll just give you a little shove and push you across the street, and you'll be over there before you know it.
Did he do it?
Yes.
Okay.
And
well,
it didn't scratch me, and it didn't scratch him, and he was happy as a lark, and he says to me, he says, you know, they should have thought about putting more charging places around because the only thing you can do is plug it into your house and it takes forever for it to charge to come back up to the full charge. I said, yeah, you can't do it in one day, can you? And he says, nope.
See, that is incredibly
They're not telling these people that.
Well, right. It's being sold on an entirely different sort of...
Well, you can charge it in 3 or 4 hours and be ready to go. Yeah, at a regular charging station.
Yes, but not from your home...
No.
You know, your home electricity, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a trickle slow charge.
Well, right. And by the way, Captain, when the mercury starts to spike and everybody turns on their air conditioners, at least here in Southern California, we get blackouts. We can't charge a car and run an air conditioner and play video games, I guess, at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, moving along here. But anyway, we'll keep our eyes on this and see what's going on because they're having trouble in La Laville with the electric vehicles, trying to figure out how they can correct that problem. And we'll wait. We'll let you know when we find out more about it. But so far, we're not getting there. All right. Well, let me look at the clock. Yep, it figures we're going to be going to break. So I won't mention this until the next hour. But New York and California have something in common right now. Ha-ha, they do, they do, they do. And it's got nothing to do with electric cars either, Kyle.
No, that's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Jeff take us to break. And when we come back, the first Truckers Highway and Byway report out there for you this morning.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time is kind of like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell of a mindy break. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I need
Canyon, the Bandits. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. And, of course, Old Frog's up there sitting up in the front seat. And they got Fred up there with a snowman. And he's cruising on down the highway with his big old black Kenworth. And I'll tell you what, that was so much fun watching that, Kyle. Those were the days of old.
Oh, yes. I love the Eastbound and Down. What a great song. And Jerry Reed, unbelievable. And Frog, of course, he liked having, not Frog, Fred liked having a hamburger, as I recall.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And Jackie Gleason, the sheriff, that was hilarious all by itself.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, well, let me get this started here. A tropical disturbance right now, folks, we told you about it yesterday, is just off the Texas coast, and it's going to bring the threat for some heavy rainfall through Friday afternoon and evening. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture flows into the southwest and southern Rockies with flash flood threats, and they're going to increase over that away. Several thunderstorms are expected across the upper Midwest and western Great Lakes through today into tomorrow, and dry and warm conditions for some other areas out there in the interior with weather concerns possibly continuing for some very tender, dry conditions that might encourage some fires. But we do have, especially around Houston, if you're traveling I-10 or if you're going to be on I-20, we're going to have a lot of rain in that area, and the low-lying areas are probably going to get flooded like they always do. They will again. So take it away, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. We're looking at some aerial flood watches this evening, or this morning, I should say, in northern New Mexico up near Santa Fe. Flash flooding can be caused by excessive rainfall, especially over the Cerro Pelado, Cook's Peak, and Hermit Peak Calf Canyon burn scars in that area. So this, as you come down Interstate 25, you're going, as you head towards Santa Fe, New Mexico, coming out of Colorado, you definitely have that to contend with. Right now, looks like we're not seeing a whole lot of rain in that particular area, but we do have some rain up in Colorado itself, especially as you come west out of Denver on I-70 as you approach Glenwood Springs. You're definitely going to have a rain coming across I-70 there. Also around Provo, Utah, as you head up the north or south down Interstate 15, you're going to have rain on either side of the interstate there. But down in Flagstaff, Arizona right now, we're reading a lot of rain on the radar map all around Flagstaff and north up to a place called Hotavilla. So hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, but that's happening there. We also, Captain, continue with some pretty hot temperatures. We're not seeing a lot of heat warnings per se on the map tonight, but we definitely have a lot of hot temperatures, especially right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, clocking in at 94 degrees. Friend of the professor is going to be visiting Las Vegas this weekend for 4th of July. The professor's advice, turn back around and go back into the casino every chance you get. It's going to be over 100 degrees each day there. Also tonight looks like in Bakersfield, California, 81 degrees right now. High tomorrow looks like of 98 degrees. Looks like we still may have some of that cooling going on, though, in northern Nevada around Reno as you come out I-80. It's going to be cooler and breezy for the 4th of July weekend. So be careful out there.
Send me a picture of you frying an egg on the sidewalk in Las Vegas.
Well, that's right. It can be done. I'm sure it can be done.
Yep, sure can. All right, well, here we go. We're going to start in Oklahoma tonight, central part of Oklahoma. We do have some fog in that area. Also coming up from Texas, we've got the poor air quality alert again for the Metroplex Dallas-Fort Worth right in that area. Now, the rain, again, I'm going to go down to I-10. The rain, again, if you're along I-10 and you're around Houston, down towards McAllen and Brownsville, it's going to be down that way. But the heaviest of the rain will be in the Houston, Texas area on down to about, probably about 50 miles south of Houston is where the heaviest rain will be. And it's going to stay there for a while, probably through
Friday, which means you're going to have a lot of flooding in those low-lying areas. And right now, it looks like as if we might have some rain around Beaumont, just over the state line on I-10. Now, backing up New Orleans and backing up towards Mobile, Alabama, got a little bit of fog through that area, so be advised of that. Also, when you come over here towards Florida, the afternoon showers are in again over this-a-way, and you're going to have rain just like we did last night. We had some torrential showers, and as soon as they started, they finished. So there you go. Now, Chesapeake Bay and the Chesapeake River going up through there, Potomac, you have got a little bit of fog there tonight. It looks like as if we had some activity from Nova Scotia on down around Cape Cod, rough seas down around Long Island, so be advised of that. Might have some problems in that area. We do have some fog from Holy Toledo over to Erie, Pennsylvania tonight along Lake Erie, so be advised of that. And up north, way up north in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we might have a few showers up through there tonight. And that's what we're looking at in terms of the weather, in terms of the rain. Now this system, and I'm going to try to dig this out again here. Let me get over here so I give you all the information we've got so you can make the right decisions as to where you need to go. As of 2 a.m., satellite imagery and surface observations indicate that the area of low pressure in the far western Gulf of Mexico has degenerated into a low pressure system with a lot of rain. Now, the rain is forecast to be torrential at times. Lots of flooding. We told you about that. Heavy rain and associated flooding are possible over portions of southeastern Texas. And they're advising people to pay attention to their local National Weather Service forecast. So there you go. That's what's going to happen. It's just going to be a rainmaker, but there's going to be a lot of rain associated with this.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
And then we have, just for the heck of it, I'll tell you about down in the lower part of the Caribbean coming across, probably going to hit Costa Rica. We've got a 40-mile-an-hour storm that's going through there. That's got a 90% probability of becoming stronger and maybe being a named storm instead of just a wannabe storm, I think about it. And then further out in the Atlantic, off the coast of South America, you have another system. So there's three active systems right now in the southeastern part of the United States, all moving towards the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right, yes.
All right, so Kyle, tell us about the Flying J.
Thank you, Captain. Don't forget, folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Find out more at pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the rewards program, the My Rewards Plus app, where you can start earning points on everything that you buy. And especially on fuel, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon. Try that with the lower points that the other guys might offer. So you definitely want to check out the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. RVers, don't forget, they also want you to stop in as well. They've got special amenities for RVs as well. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more Hour Number 2 right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, and going to be a little wet over by Houston today, so be prepared. I'll be back.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.